The West Live.
The West Live.
Brought to you by the State School Teachers Union campaign to fix WA's teacher shortage.
Meghan Markle, she's never far away from this show, and she's had a massive win against the tabloids.
Yeah, that's right. So obviously it's all about this letter that, you know, to her brother that was published, and it was made public, and she's been fighting the Daily Mail for a while to try and, you know, say that what they did was wrong. The court ruled in their favour to begin with, then the paper appealed it, and now she's just beat them again in the appeal. So they've lost their appeal, and she's called it a victory for herself and released a statement, and is very, very happy about the whole thing, saying that it's, you know, it's a win for good, basically.
Yeah, so proves that she didn't leak the letter to the author of the book. Is that the thing?
Yeah, well, she said she always thought it may be leaked, and yeah. But you know who's not very happy about this?
Who?
Piers Morgan. I don't know if you've seen
his... But he's never happy about anything to do with
Meghan.
No, but
he's particularly scathing. Like, I actually burst out laughing when I read the headlines this morning. So he's come out and he said, "Put your gloating champagne away, Princess Pinocchio. The court of public opinion now knows you're a fork-tongued, devious, manipulative piece of work who only wants to protect your privacy so you can sell it."
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's
forked tongue, yeah, Princess Pinocchio.
That's right.
Is that defamatory?
I didn't say it. It was me.
Kate, I'm on your side. The bearer of the news.
I would have
thought so.
Especially after she's just gone to court and won an appeal over people doing things that are wrong in the media.
Piers is pretty loaded as well, I think. I mean, he wouldn't probably... he might enjoy a defamation trial, so he get a lot of the stuff off his chest.
Yeah.